our resource use of all kinds of resources, where, you know, not just food, but our resource use generally on this planet of finite and diminishing resources is unsustainable. And we have a lifestyle, a quality of life, which has to change fundamentally very quickly. Most of the maize that we saw on Michael's film is actually going into the food processing industry or some other processing industry, which, you know, has got nothing to do with healthy food. And it's very, very resource hungry. There are varying estimates. The most pessimistic is 30 years, but you're not going to get much more than 70 years for available phosphate in the world, available phosphorus. Whatever, whether you're organic or conventional or GM or whatever, you cannot grow crops without phosphate. And we have a very limited supply of that. Other parts of the world, again, leaving GM aside, but because of industrialized agriculture and because of what we do with our food system, and because of industrialization and urbanization and so on, we've got a big problem with water. Water reserves are in decline in all the major food-growing areas of the world. And where the actual reserves are not in decline, we've got increasing salt levels. So it's becoming unusable. This is all down to the fact that we are too profligate with finite and diminishing resources right across the board. And I know there's people from transition towns here. This is the whole peak oil story, the peak oil truth, the reality. So, you know, we have a problem. We have to change our lifestyles, and whether that's about feed, whether that's about cars, whether it's about use of general materials, we have to change.